Outlook. In the month since Russia invaded Ukraine, the Outlook has kept in touch with Cheryl Lyons, who lives in Zhushchev, to get a sense of what is happening on the ground in the country that has been experiencing such devastation but is also demonstrating tremendous resiliency. Cheryl has been living and serving in Ukraine for 20 years and has a deep love for the people there. In the first weeks of the invasion, she spoke of the resolve she saw. The Ukrainian people have shown that they will not give up, she remarked. They have come together extraordinarily through this time and have become stronger as a country as they have chosen to fight and stand together. After having to leave her town with Russian forces just 50 kilometers away, she assisted at a refugee camp, followed by helping rebuild homes in a small town northeast of Kyiv that had been occupied by Russian forces for more than a month. At the end of June, Cheryl traveled back to Canada and spent 3 months in Outlook while she took care of necessary paperwork and spent time with family and friends who were very happy to see her in person. In September, she returned to Ukraine. While I was back in Canada, life continued on here in Ukraine, she said. With it being summer, people were busy in their gardens. This past growing season in my area was particularly good, which has become a huge blessing with the cost of food going up all over the world. Members of her church continue to travel to areas badly damaged by war. She said the resiliency she saw in people early on continues. One of the things that stood out to me about the Ukrainian people even back in February, when the fighting intensified, was their, "We are not giving up," attitude. This has remained all of these very long and difficult months. They will not give up. But the winter months could prove especially troubling with the heat and electricity supply in constant jeopardy. Cheryl says it is dangerously reminiscent of the dreadful intent of 90 years ago. Back in 1932-1933, Russia tried to starve the Ukrainian people into extinction with a planned and forced starvation, known as Holodomor, Cheryl explained. They are now trying to do the same thing, but this time trying to freeze the Ukrainian people to death. Continued bombing of critical infrastructure means planned power outages are necessary to keep any supply at all. Most days they have power for 2 to 4 hours in the morning, again in the evening, and another 2 to 4 hours at night. When we have power for longer periods of time, it is like a special gift, Cheryl remarked. Because of this, she is grateful for the fireplace she now has, thanks to those who helped provide the funds. I am so thankful for my fireplace. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all who gave towards me being able to purchase this very special and needed gift. Knowing the need for firewood would be imperative for the people of Ukraine, a project to produce briquettes and pellets has been undertaken. That is a big thing right now, Cheryl explained, the lack of, or very expensive, firewood. Work on a building to be used for production is progressing, and for those looking for ways to help the people of Ukraine, this is an option. There are a few items that still need to be purchased, she said, so if anyone is interested in this project, I will be happy to share these needs. Her church also needs more firewood, at a cost of $700 Canadian per truckload, to help care for those forced from their homes. So many are reluctant to leave their homes even though they may not have gas or electricity, Cheryl indicated, because there is no guarantee that anything will be left in their homes when they are able to return. We know of one family that lost absolutely everything when people broke into their home in eastern Ukraine after they had fled, and took everything. Life has changed for everyone. One day Cheryl was visiting with a young girl living at the church when something flew overhead, causing them both to stop and look at each other. Cheryl confirmed it was just a plane when the 9-year-old talked matter-of-factly about missiles. "They are a lot louder where I used to live," she remarked as she continued to play. It served as a reminder for Cheryl why their work is so important. Being able to provide a place of refuge for these families and being the hands and feet of Jesus to them during this time is not only a huge blessing to them but to us as well. Our hope is in Jesus alone. It is important for God's children to remember that our God is victorious. In past years, Christmas celebrations included time with her church family, a shared meal, gift exchange, music and God's word. In Kyiv, outdoor markets, ice skating rinks, and a large Christmas tree in the main square marked the occasion. This year, some things will be different while many important things remain the same. There is something to say about following traditions and how it gives a sense of normalcy, she shared. Comfort in a way. So once again, her church family will gather on Christmas Day for a celebration together. Children living at the church were excited to help Cheryl with decorations, although there will be no lights that need to be plugged in. It has always been a special time, but I think this year it will be even more special in a way, she explained, as we gather together and give thanks for the most special gift ever given, salvation through Jesus Christ. When asked what she wants for Christmas, Cheryl replied, "Peace."